You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. It's something Ohioans just know. Cincinnatians do not like Cleveland, and Clevelanders do not like Cincinnati. How could two major cities in the same state, a state once known as the heart of it all, have so little love for each other? I teamed up with Kabir Bhatia at WKSU in Kent to seek out an answer for Ohio Public Radio. So a little setup, I'm here in Cincinnati where people love the Reds, the Bengals, and Cincinnati chili.
Well, here in Cleveland, we like the Indians, the Browns, the Cavs, and pierogies.
I recently asked people in the Queen City what they think of Cleveland.
And I asked the North Coast for its impressions of Cincinnati.
So tell me, what are your thoughts on Cleveland?
It's a mistake on the lake.
I'm a sports fan, so I don't like the Browns. I don't like the Indians. Since we live in Cincinnati, we're big rivals, so... Yeah, I would say negative.
What is your opinion of Cleveland?
What's great about Cleveland?
What's great about Cincinnati? It's a better question.
Cleveland has better Chinese food and Italian, hands down.
They don't like to get drunk in Cincinnati.
How do you know?
I've been down there. I tried partying. They shut down all the time. That's what makes Cleveland the greatest city in Ohio.
What about Columbus, Youngstown, Dayton?
They're not relevant.
No? Okay.
Cleveland is the new New York of the Midwest.
We have the lake, so we think that we're better.
Now, I did meet one guy, Travis Haferschmetter, who's from California. He went to school in Cincinnati and now lives in Cleveland. His perspective was a little different.
They have a huge, like, inferiority complex that I think they battle against one another to see which one is least inferior. I think there's so much misery in Ohio that there's a lot of equity there.
The biggest question to me, a lifelong Ohioan, has always been why. I have no idea why Cincinnati and Cleveland have such animosity toward one another. Was there one defining moment when the two cities drew a line? I put the question to the Ohio Historical Society in Columbus.
Hi, Tana. This is Emmy Beach calling you back from the Ohio History Connection. We looked hard and long for information on why this may be, and historically, we just weren't able to find anything.
Strikeout.
Yeah, nothing. So next, I turn to former Miami University and current Ohio State History professor Andrew Caton.
I can't think of a specific instance.
Let's get the sports thing out of the way. My expert says the rivalry is much older than that. The Bengals and Browns and Reds and Indians didn't even start playing each other until fairly recently.
Right, though certainly things like Paul Brown moving to Cincinnati and starting the Bengals didn't help. Caton says the best guess at why the two cities have always been at odds is because they're just so different.
Cincinnati remains a city that is primarily kind of Southern and Appalachian and German, whereas Cleveland is a city that really came into its own later in the 19th century. So the immigrant populations are different there, and you have more Italians, you have more Poles.
Well, my expert, Professor Kevin Kern from the University of Akron, agrees.
Politics here were very different. They tended to be more like New England. There tended to be more acceptance of things like abolition, and Cincinnati really did represent Southern immigration, people coming in from Kentucky and Virginia and bringing with them those attitudes.
Really, Cleveland belongs in a state with Buffalo and Detroit and Toledo, and Cincinnati would belong in a state with Louisville and Nashville, with Memphis, with Knoxville to some extent.
You had George Pendleton, who was the Cincinnati Democratic boss, and Henry Payne, who was the Cleveland Democratic boss. A lot of it had to do with patronage, you know, who got what jobs. Some of it had to do with policy issues about people argue till they're blue in the face about things like the tariff and currency.
Cincinnati is always a much more kind of commercial city and a 19th century city. You see factories in Cincinnati, but not to the extent that the big steel factories that you would see in Cleveland and Youngstown and northeastern Ohio.
So it seems Cleveland
and Cincinnati
are actually very similar except for their origins,
politics,
demographics,
sports teams,
climate,
economies,
and history. Well, there is one thing we can all agree on, right?
Right.
Everyone hates
Pittsburgh.
For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia in Kent.
And I'm Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati.